Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called Flying Home After 13 Countries and 21 Cities in 38 Days. But we're also going to talk about current events with Cheryl and Harley Laban, who's my guest this week, as is Pastor Drew Sams. And I am happy to say I'm actually doing the show live from my home station, KZSB AM 1290 in Santa Barbara, California, where the weather is absolutely gorgeous. We are in many ways blessed to have this kind of weather, yet at the same time, California is suffering from a horrible drought. The rest of the country, especially those back east, are suffering from horrible cold and weather. I spoke with my son today, who's in Boston, and his voice reflected exactly how I think a lot of people are feeling back east, which is miserable, cold, stuck, schools closed, a lot of public transportation's closed. And yet I flew up the coast this morning driving my car with the windows open and enjoying the fresh air, watching the beautiful ocean. And once again, counting my blessings. You can find my columns, including this week's Flying Home After 13 Countries and 21 Cities in 38 Days, at my website at BruceAllen.com, or just Google me or Google Dad's Point of View. Pretty much a lot of things will come up. I do a lot of things in a lot of form of media, and I continue to enjoy it. I actually have made 62 videos out of 20 to 30 hours of footage I took on my recent trip, in which I did, in fact, visit 13 countries and 21 cities in 38 days. The videos range in length from 23 seconds to short mini movies as long as 14 minutes. The 23-second one is called Dumb Dung Beetle, and the 14-minute one is called In Search of Hugh Jackman. Now, all of them are available on my YouTube channel, which is found by putting in A Dad's POV. That's A Dad's POV. They're all public, except for In Search of Hugh Jackman, which I hope to actually do a sort of formal release of in the next few weeks when I figure out how to do it. It's a fun little movie about an adventure we had in a place in South Africa called the Pinda Game Reserve. The other movies cover everything from a very serious movie about one man's experience with apartheid, which is, in fact, the last movie I made, and it's also up there. They're also on Google Plus for those of you that follow me, Bruce Allen. And a lot of incredible nature photography and video from the five or six safaris I went on. We encountered such awesome animals, and we were blessed to have witnessed some encounters that are unusual. I don't want to say they're that rare, but we saw giraffes necking, and that's a form of fighting that they do over a female giraffe that's in heat, or egress, as they call it, or egress. I'm not sure what the right word is. We also found two antelope. There's another name, Niala. That's what they were called in this part of the world. They're so beautiful. We found them engaged in a fight, and the indifferent female was off to the right. We saw wild boars fighting. We also saw a pride of lions. That was just unbelievable. We saw hippos, elephants, giraffe, zebras, as I said, the dumb dung beetle, and I even got a video of ants consuming some larger insect, and it was just fascinating to watch them, as well as the incredible monkeys that were outside of our window at the Chobe Marina Lodge, where we stayed in Chobe in Botswana, which is on the border of Botswana and Zambia. I was struck by all the poverty I saw and the incredible wealth I saw in places like Dubai and Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. And you can't help but be struck by the deprivation that a lot of people in the world suffer. And then you come back to America, and as we landed and as we flew over the beautifully manicured and orderly homes approaching LAX, passing the Forum and the racetrack and all this unbelievable new, clean, modern city stuff, I was reflecting on the men that were pulling carts of water by hand, the women that went into the forest and were chopping wood to make a fire for warmth and cooking at risk of being eaten by lions that we saw many times throughout parts of Africa. And I was sort of laughing at the sullenness of my sons over the issues that bother them, which feel so inconsequential in comparison to what so much of the world has to deal with and so much of the world suffers. I was struck on reflection when I landed in America at the fact that a baby born today has an average life expectancy of somewhere around 100. In Africa, the average life expectancy a few years ago was 48. It's actually down to 44, largely because of AIDS, which is still very prevalent in a lot of Africa. I think in South Africa, which has a population in excess of 50 million, over 20% of the people are HIV positive. They seem to have found a moderate cure, or at least a way to forestall its devastating effects, but it's still obviously a horrible illness, and it's an uncontrollable problem. I wrote in one of the columns that will be coming out about seeing condom dispensers throughout some of the public areas and public bathrooms in Africa, and they have a funny cartoon character of a condom that's supposed to be like a cartoon character to inspire people to pay attention, and they give out free condoms. Because they need to try to check this horrible illness that is spreading throughout Africa, or has spread. And I think it's maybe a little bit in check, but it's still a big, big, big problem. And I was thinking about the condom dispensers I occasionally see in bathrooms in America, where you can buy flavored and different kinds of colored and glow-in-the-dark condoms. And I thought about that incredible contrast between what goes on in Africa and what goes on in America. And that brings me to the Biebs, Justin Bieber. I'm not even sure where to begin in talking about Justin Bieber, except for the fact that he's actually a neighbor. He lives in Calabasas. Thankfully, I've never seen him. I have seen his car because evidently he's a member of the country club and the golf club that I belong to. And I saw his car there once. He evidently was there that day with an entourage. He's 19 years old. And it's so hard not to just see the decline of someone like him or Miley Cyrus or Lindsay Lohan or any of those young stars and wonder, will they go down the path of James Dean or Elvis Presley or the infamous group of 27-year-olds who died most recently, Amy Winehouse, and going back to Jimi Hendrix and all the others, and Jim Morrison. Is that going to happen to him? Why is there not some kind of check and balance? Where is the family? And that's really what I come back to. Where is the family? And I know I've had a little bit of fame and fortune in my life, and it swelled my head. And it's been tiny compared to what these really big stars get. So I can't imagine what it's like and how hard it is to moderate that feeling of being a Superman and being so important. So I wonder, I'm going to ask both Sherilyn Harley Laban, who hopefully will be calling soon, and Pastor Drew Sams, their thoughts on this and other things as we continue. So stay tuned for more of A Dad's Point of View after these messages.